Can you remember the times when you were saving money on your piggy bank? What if this little piggy bank has now been transformed into a credit union? Wouldn't you feel proud of co-owning a bank together with your family, friends, and community? I'm sure you would. But equally as with your piggy bank, you want to know what is happening to your money. This forms the basis of my research. A key question to ask is, can we trust in credit unions' performance? Do their financial figures reflect their true economic performance? Credit unions are customer-owned banks characterized by mutual ownership. Doesn't it feel nice to be part of a bank where profit is not the driving motive, but rather other ideas, such as the mutual benefit for members? Statistics show that 1 in 5 Australians are members of a credit union. Today, there are nearly 90 credit unions serving over 4.5 million members. The reality is that credit unions are governed by the same regulations as banks. A key distinction, however, is that the big four banks in Australia are mainly profit-driven. Are there any expectations in credit unions' performance, even though they are not profit-oriented? Do these expectations motivate managers to achieve specific income target? Then what is the role of directors in this context? Literature suggests that a qualified board of directors equals a better monitoring of managers' behavior. So how different is the corporate governance of credit unions? Simply, if you sit on a board at a credit union, you might not get paid as it operates based on cooperative principles. But if you sit on a board at a bank, you will get paid, arguably, for your expertise. Hence, my research focuses on how the characteristics of credit unions, together with board of directors' expertise, enhances the transparency of the reported earnings. I do this by analyzing financial reports. The findings of my study will inform researchers and regulators about how corporate governance mechanisms differ among credit unions and whether they lead to increased reliability of the financial statements. More importantly, it will help you to make sure that your money is in safe hands. So, if you are a member of an Australian credit union and want to take care of the piggy bank, join me to find out whether the information presented on the reports provides a sound indication of the overall performance of credit unions.